world's largest international police organization has been holding its General Assembly here in Rome and made history on Thursday by electing top French police chief Muriel Balestrazzi, known for her fight against organized crime in Corsica, as its first female president. She will take over from the current chief, Ron Noble, who greeted Pope Benedict on behalf of delegates on Friday.
In 2008, the Vatican City State joined the Interpol family. Since then, Interpol and all of our 190 member countries have been able to rely on the unwavering support of the Vatican's gendarmerie and its highly respected head, Domenico Gianni.
Pope Benedict praised the perseverance and dedication of Interpol's agents in their work.
In this regard, the function of Interpol, which you may define as a bastion of international security, and shows an important place in the realization of the common good, because a just society needs order and a respect for the rule of law to achieve a peaceful and tranquil coexistence in society.
But he also spoke of the changing face of crime, with particular emphasis on terrorism and organized crime, describing them as the gravest forms of criminal activities in today's globalized world. The Pope deplored the trafficking of humans, of human organs, of drugs and weapons, all of which, he said, reintroduced to society a form of barbarism, which denies man and his dignity.
Indeed, political authorities, with the help of institutions of law and order, can more easily identify the most significant emerging risks to society.
But he concluded, crime prevention and overcoming violence cannot be delegated to the forces of law and order alone. It is the task of all society, from the family through to government. I'm Emer McCarthy.